Our winter warmer coffee mornings are in response to a national scheme, actually, which is called the Warm Welcome Campaign, which is a UK-wide campaign, but also there's lots of places on the island that offer it. And libraries across are the main contributors, really, but there are other places like galleries and things like that are doing it. But we want it to get involved. And what we do is every Friday morning, we have between 9 and 12, we offer everybody who comes in through the door a warm drink of their choice, so coffee, tea, hot chocolate, and there's always a tray of biscuits and treats there. And the idea is that to get people in that maybe are feeling a bit lonely, a bit isolated. As we know, January is a really tough month because the weather's so awful. It's also a way of, you know, if you're wanting to save on your heating, the library's a lovely, warm, bright space, friendly, welcoming. So we thought that would be a really nice idea to have it every Friday morning so people can come in and connect with one another, sit round the table and have a nice old natter. But equally, for people who don't want that, but don't want to chat particularly, but want to be in a social space, we have lots of comfy chairs dotted around the library. We've got a study area downstairs, which has got comfy seating as well. So if they want to take the cup of tea, cup of coffee, a plate of biscuits downstairs, read the newspapers, and I really want to stress, I don't want people to think if they're not readers that the library isn't for them, because we've got lots of other things that they can be doing. We've got an IT suite, so people can use the computers for free. We've got activity books like word searches, we've got colouring in books, we've got all sorts. And we've also got a lovely jigsaw swap, which is very popular. So people can come in and do a jigsaw, either by themselves or people tend to join in. And with the jigsaws, actually, they are a really popular part of the service and people can borrow them and take them and then bring them back.
How important is it for you guys at the library here to run these kinds of schemes and projects? How important do you feel that as part of your service is that you can offer these kinds of things?
Hugely important. Really, libraries nowadays, as I said, they're more than just books. They're community hubs. They are somewhere in a community where everyone is welcome. We offer our services is intergenerational. We have babies coming in, you know, at like 2 or 3 weeks old and parents joining them, which people might think, oh, you know, babies can't read. The sooner you introduce babies and toddlers to books, I mean, it's proven. Actually, this year is the National Year of Reading. And it's come about because the National Literacy Trust have done a big report, and scarily it shows that children and adults are reading less and less for pleasure. So the National Year of Reading has come into being to try and be more inclusive and encourage people to read. And we're a community hub. And I just want everybody to know that everybody is welcome and it's a free service. The only thing we charge for these days is if you're printing something out, you've been on the computer, or if you want to photocopy. But it's otherwise, it's free to join. You can take up to 8 books for adults every session, or six books a time for children. So yeah, it's a space for everybody.
How popular has the winter warmer spaces been this year so far?
It's getting more popular. Our regular users love it, and it is a lovely way to thank them actually for coming in so often that they get a free cup of tea and biscuits. As you can imagine, Duke Street is such a popular walk through, and people might be going to buy coffees that are costing them, you know, £3, £4, £5 when they can come in the library and have one for free. For anybody who is coming in, venturing into town, or Fridays are a regular time to come into town, instead of spending your money that way, come and join us and have a chat, or don't if you like. If you just want to sit and be quiet in the library, it's up to you really, but that's what we'd love, more people to come in and partake of it.
If someone would like to come along, what do they need to know and how can they find you guys here?
So we're on Duke Street. We're next door to the Co-op and very, very close to the bus station on Lord Street. So actually, if you get off the bus in Lord Street and look across the road, we are there. You can obviously see as the branding's really very clear. So that's where we are. Our winter warmers coffee mornings take place between 9 and 12 every Friday morning. But just to let everybody know that we do have a drinks machine, And throughout any day that anybody comes in, it's just £1 to buy a really nice cup of tea or coffee or hot chocolate. And also, we've got all sorts of different teas and things like that. So again, it's really reasonably priced. So we'd love to let everybody know that as well.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.